about a young man who's been able to turn his life around with the help from the charity Bites, says if it wasn't for them, he'd be in jail. Bites helps young people from disadvantaged areas get a foot up onto the employment ladder. People between the ages of 16 and 24 who may have fallen by the wayside. In spite of the charity's apparent success, its core funding from the Department of Education and Learning has been withdrawn, with immediate effect. Its director is Gail Ferguson.
We were able to review and identify improvements within the organisation, and we all need to be able to make efficiencies across all our organisations in Northern Ireland to help us to cope with these cuts. But there comes a point where 50% of your core funding being removed without notice is what is so difficult. You know, had we have been given notice or the ability to work on an exit strategy with Dell, we could perhaps have been in discussions with other parts of Dell, or perhaps just renegotiating with Training Programmes Branch or looking at other funders.
In a moment, we'll hear from a Dell committee member at Stormont, but first, our reporter Helen Jones has been speaking to 20-year-olds Kevin Lee and Anthony Turkington.
Three Bites. I've built up my CV, done more qualifications, and it's actually helped me develop my art and stuff so people can actually see it.
So when you were 16, you joined Bites. What kind of person were you like then? What were you doing?
Just out of school. Really shy. It's probably hard to believe now, like, but I was really shy. It helped me build up my confidence and stuff. Like, I can actually sit and talk to people. Like, say, when I first started Bites, like, I haven't been able to do stuff like this. I haven't been able to sit and talk to you now. But through Bates and through the help and support I got through the staff members, I'm actually able to sit and speak in front of people and do public speaking and stuff now. Thinking about going back and doing a diploma in art, try and get my PGCE, maybe do teaching, and if not teaching, do tattooing. So my art can be seen.
Just growing up in West Belfast was a bad place to grow up. Always in trouble. In and out, getting arrested all the time. All sorts of trouble, fights, everything. So when I get introduced into Bates, changed my whole life for me. Took me out of the bad and put me into the good. 4 or 5 GCSEs, OCNs, everything. All from my Bates and nothing to do with school. I'm nearly a qualified chef, and it was all thanks to Bates getting me into training organisations and getting me through TAC. And now, planning on opening my own business.
Your own catering business?
My own catering business, a wee deli shop. When I was 16, I would never have thought of anything of this at all. And it's just, all I can say is it's brilliant.
What do you think you'd be doing if it wasn't for Bites?
I would probably be the same as my old self. I would probably either be in a really bad state right now or in jail.
So you're two shining examples of how successful this has been?
Yeah, well, I don't think I would be in the position I am now without Bites. I think I'd probably just still be the quiet wee lad that sits in his flat and draws. They're more like friends than they are members of an organisation. They actually come in and they relate to you. It gives you a sense of self-belief that you can actually progress to do what you want to do. I think it'll be devastating, like, if Bites does get cut and closed down, like.
And you're a good singer, let's hear you sing. Did Bites teach you this?
No, I've always been able to sing. But I didn't have a confidence to sing until Bites.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you up off your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks, and darling, I...
That's it. All done.
Wow. 4 years ago, you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And now you're performing on the radio.
Yeah, I'm a shower singer. Don't sing in the radio.
And Kevin, what about you then? Any tricks up your sleeves?
I'm just a chef. I play an old chef. I can't sing, but I can make a good dish.
Well done to both of them.
Indeed. Listen to that. The Deputy Chair of the Education and Learning Committee in the DUP, MLA Tom Buchanan, and good morning to you. Two fine examples there, you might say, of the work done by a group like Bites. Now they're losing £220,000. Short-sighted, at least, people would say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bites has a track record over the past 22 years of providing for the most vulnerable within our society, 16 to 24-year-olds. And I think a testimony of the people that you've already heard on shows and proves that here's an organisation that has been providing. And again, to remove the 50% of the core funding simply by putting the axe through immediately without an exit strategy, it's totally unacceptable.
So what do you know of the process which leads to this sudden and huge cut?
Well, this came as a surprise to the committee and to the committee members as well. Whenever we met with this organisation, to be told that the Axe was going into the funding, 50% of the core funding, immediately, without any prior discussion, we have the minister coming to committee next week, and we have put this to the minister and asked him to brief us on this particular issue and to explain why there was no prior discussion with this company and no discussion regarding an exit strategy or anything regarding this funding, because the way that this has been done is totally unacceptable and something that we as a committee will not accept.
Do you think there's any element to which this is government saying, well, these are the vulnerable people, they don't have much of a voice, we can get away with this?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to remember that one of the priorities of the Dáil Committee or of the Dáil Department is to protect the vulnerable within society. That's one of the priorities that the committee has. So therefore, you know, the department has no good reason for turning around and doing this in the fashion that they have done it.
If there is no way back from this decision, are there other areas, other avenues of funding which might be available?
Well, we're going to have to discuss this with the minister next week when he comes to the full committee. No doubt the minister will get questioned on this particular issue. He's going to have to explain why this was done and the way it was done, and then we're going to have to look at other ways forward to help and assist this company.
I said it was perhaps could be seen as short-sighted. I mean, Gail Ferguson of Bytes says that the system is saving the youth justice system about £174,000 per head in terms of keeping young people out of the system and making them have careers and interests where they might have just ended up in jail.
Yeah, and I think that whenever you look at that, that's a staggering figure. To think that per head of a young person is kept away and diverted away from the youth justice system, that you're saving £175,000 per head. Well, I think that is something, again, that the minister has to take on board and look at that and realise that here's a real saving to society. Surely this is value for money.
Tom Buchanan, thank you.
Taking the time for us to almost 7:30, scientists...